Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. But with all thy getting, get understanding. With that as a backdrop, let me ask you, what do you want most in this life? The answer to that question presupposes what your values are in life. Values presuppose character and interest and what is precious to your heart. What you want in life will determine to some degree what kind of a person you will be. Six times in the Word of God, a person had the opportunity to have whatever they wanted. We're going to look at those six people this evening. And of course, first of all, there was Solomon. Solomon asked the Lord for an understanding heart to judge his people. Go with me to 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter 3. And look at verse 5. The Bible says, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. Here is a blank check. Fill it in. Solomon, you can have anything you want in life. Look at verses 11 and 12. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. That's why we say that Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived, and it's bound in these verses here. He was the wisest man. In fact, the Lord said, if you would have asked for long life, that's not a good request. What if you have a long life but you're unhappy? That's not a good request. What if you would have asked for riches? That's not a good request. You can have riches and have health issues that cannot buy an answer to that. We had a family at this church, very, very wealthy. In fact, the first time I came to this church to preach, they had their private Learjet stop in Roseburg, pick me up, and bring us to Phoenix. They were very, very wealthy. He got cancer. He went around this world. He started in the Amazon jungle because someone told him there was a cure for his type of cancer there. He went to Europe. He went all across this world looking for a cure, but there was no cure, and he died. You could ask for riches, but if you don't have your health, it's not worth it. And then the life of thine enemies, God intimates here, if some people got what they wanted most, they would kill somebody of which they disapproved. I can think of about 100 people right now. If God gave me that request, it would start in the House of Representatives and go from there. Yeah. But that's not a good thought, not a good request. But Solomon received what he asked and so much more. Every Christian, ladies and gentlemen, can have wisdom to see life from God's perspective, and that's what wisdom is. You don't have to be educated. You don't have to be intelligent. According to the book of James, chapter 1 and verse 5, the Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. We can have wisdom simply by asking God for it. So Solomon got what he wanted. Second of all, Elisha asked for the power of God. 2 Kings chapter 2. Go with me there. 2 Kings chapter 2. And we'll begin reading in verse 9. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, that's Elijah, said, you've asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes, and he rent them in pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? When he had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. When you read the scriptures, in Elijah's time, he performed 8 miracles. How many do you think Elisha performed? 16. He got a double portion of the Spirit. He got from God exactly what he asked. Men with power from God, some used it wrong, as did Samson, and some used it right, as did Elisha. The reason and use of divine power today, ladies and gentlemen, is very, very simple. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the world. That's the right use of the power of God today, that we would be a witness, that we would be a soul winner, that we would be sowing the good seed of the gospel everywhere we went. Third, Nehemiah asked for the blessings of God. He was a cupbearer to King Artaxerxes. He saw some Jews and he said, how is it back home in Jerusalem? What's going on there? So go with me to Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2. And look at verses 4 and 5. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 4. Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? The king here is sovereign. And he is telling Nehemiah, what do you want? I'll give you anything you want. Listen to it. So I prayed to the God of heaven, Nehemiah. You've got to learn to love Nehemiah, such a good man. And I said unto the king, if it please the king, And if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. I want to be a builder for God, is what Nehemiah asked. I see so much in that. I see a love for God's people in that. I see a love for the honor of God in that. I see a passion for the cause for us, for the cause of Christ to be vindicated. And ladies and gentlemen, we are living in difficult, difficult times today. Nehemiah, what do you want? I want to be a builder for God. Next, Esther wanted her loved ones saved. Ugh. Boy, you read about old Esther, you're going to fall in love with this sweet lady too. She was the winner of a beauty contest and became queen. How many of you have ever watched the VeggieTales with Queen Esther? Any? Oh, I love that. What am I going to do with all those dogs? Next. It's just a really cute program. If you've ever seen, it is my oldest granddaughter's favorite VeggieTales, and we love it. Esther chapter 4. Esther chapter 4. And we'll begin reading in verse 15. Then Esther bade them return Mordecai, which was her uncle, this answer: Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was so when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, What wilt thou, Queen Esther? And what is thy request? It shall be even given thee to the half of the kingdom. Go over to Esther chapter 7 and verse 3. Here's the request. Then Esther the queen answered and said, If I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. A sinister person had sought the life of all the Jews, and it was up to Queen Esther. God used Queen Esther to save the life of the Jewish people. God bless you, Queen Esther. Here's another one. Herodias wanted the head of a preacher. She also will get all the attendant judgments of God, because the Bible says, Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. You know the story well. We'll begin reading in verse 6. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod, whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, "Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger." And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the oath's sake, and them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her. And he sent and beheaded John Baptist in the prison. Herodias got what she wanted, but she also got all the attending judgments of God. Because Christ said of John the Baptist, said, "There's not a greater man born of woman than John the Baptist." And it was in this vile person's heart to say more than anything else to the half of your kingdom, "I want the head of John the Baptist." Well, the last person now brings it home to each one of us. You can have what you want when you pray. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. And we'll begin reading in verse 20. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remember it, saith unto him, "Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away." And Jesus answering saith unto them, "Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, 'Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea,' and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." And ladies and gentlemen, that's for you and I. So what do you want most? You want wisdom? You want power? You want to be a builder for God, your loved ones saved, the life of your enemies? It's your choice. And here's what the Bible says: as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your wonderful word. Thank you that you have preserved your word for us today, that when we read it, we are reading your heart and your mind for us. And dear Father, that ought to encourage us, that we would read the Bible through each year. Thank you for providing it. Thank you for giving us a heart to read it and to be changed and to be more conformed to the image of your dear Son. Father, thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Bertina, she's getting...